The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel. Hilchas Yom Kippur, Sifim Yud Dalid, Duchav Falev. Sif Yud Dalid. Yoledes, a lady that gave birth to a child, V'chein Chayla Sheish Bei Sakana, as well as a Chayla that is severely sick, it's a Sakana, Sakana Schaim. L'inyin Achilu Shtiyo V'chil Yom Kippur, when it comes to eating, drinking, and being Machal Yom Kippur, Dinim K'may B'chil Shabbos. So the halachas for being machal Yom Kippur for them are the same as the halachas for being machal Shabbos for them. However, when it comes to eating and drinking, even if several doctors say that the chayla doesn't need food, even if they say that eating the food will hurt him, and the chayla says that he needs the food, even though he says that it's not a sakana, at this point, but if he will not eat, then the sickness, the disease, will become worse, and he will be in a state of sakana. We listen to him, and we allow him to eat. Because when it comes to eating and drinking, he knows more about his own feelings than the doctors do. And the heart knows that it's suffering and it's difficulty. Of course, if there's something that the doctors really know will hurt him, not just that it's maybe not a positive thing, but if it's something that eating will cause him sakana, obviously we wouldn't give that to the chayla. We're talking about a situation where they think that perhaps, you know, eating is maybe not the best idea, but it's not something that's necessarily so critical to him. That's what it's talking about. Sif Tezvav. K'shma'achilan samu beres, oyesa yaledis, when one gives the pregnant lady or the lady who gave child, you know, who had a child, who gave childbirth, oyesa chayla to the chayla, manichin lifneim esamachal, we put the food before them, and we say to them, if you know that you'll come to sakana if you don't eat sufficiently, you should eat until you realize that you've eaten enough. However, if it's possible for you, don't eat a shear of food in one shot. I say kach. This is what you should do. V'yoychol v'pam achas kashir shnei shlishi beitzah. You should eat in one time food which is only the volume of 2/3 of a bet of an egg. Kishir achila lischayev kais b'yom kippurim hu k'kais service agasa. Because even though eating any amount on Yom Kippur is an issur min haTorah, but the chiv of kais is if someone eats a date, a fat date, shehu pachais ma'at mikabeitza beininis, b'leikli pasa. And that amount is the same volume, is a little bit less than a regular-sized egg, a medium-sized egg without its shell. That's the amount that would satisfy a person somewhat, so that it's no longer an inui. That's what there's a chi of karisan. So if you're makbet, only eat 2/3 of a egg at a time, so 2/3 of an egg is going to be less than the shear of kaseva sagasa, because a kaseva sagasa is a medium-sized egg, a little less than a medium-sized egg without the shell. So 2/3 of an egg was less than that. V'yishe bein achila l'achila, and you should wait and delay between each time you eat that 2/3 of an egg, agitate misoif achila rishayna, atchilas achila shnia, so that from the completion of when you ate the first time, so you begin eating for the second time, it should be at least the shear of kedei achilas pras, because in order to be over the kares, you need to have a kesevas hagasa within the shear of kedei achilas pras, of what it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. But if you delay it, so then you're going to make sure that you don't have the proper shear, and it won't be in Kedei Achilas Pras. Because what will happen is if you ate two-thirds of an egg, and then less than a Kedei Achilas Pras, you ate another third of an egg, then you certainly would be over the shear of Kesev Sagasa within the shear of Achilas Pras. You want to wait from the completion, when you finished eating the first time, before you start eating the second time. Like this, if a person's a sakana and needs to eat, he can eat like this many times. You can't have two of the eatings of the two-thirds of the beitza within the shear of Achilas Pras. If that's possible, and then that would be sufficient for him. Because two times that you eat, if they're within the period of time that's Kedei Achilas Pras, mitzdarfus, they add up, v'nachshavas kechila achas, is considered like one eating, and then you'd be over the shear, as we said. And of course, it's not a heter to always eat less than a shear, b'chdei achilas pras, and not b'chdei achilas pras, is only each time if it's needed. But if it's not needed, you can't even eat a little bit, there's still an issur min ha-Torah. Just that if a person's allowed to eat, and he's required to eat, so then he should arrange his eating in a way where there wouldn't be such an eating that would be chayiv in a karis. Uvishtiya, when it comes to drinking, yishte b'pam achas ksas pachis mimoli lugmav, should drink less than a cheekful, because the shear of drinking to be chayiv karis is a cheekful. V'yishe gam ken ksas, you should also delay and wait before he drinks the second time. V'yachse v'yishte, and then he should eat, and he should drink the second time. Shehius elu, so these delays, you gam kein l'chol ha-pachas k'dei achilas pras, should be as well the time that would take to eat a half a loaf of bread, which is k'dei achilas pras. Al kol panim, if that is not able to, you're not able to that, it's going to be a sakana if you wait so long. So l'fachai is k'dei shdiya suviya, so at least to delay between one drinking and the end of one drinking and the beginning of the second drinking, the amount of time that it takes to drink a revius of liquid, which is an egg and a half of volume worth of liquid. And a person should estimate this on Yom Kippur on some type of watch device, so they'll know the right shear and they'll know how much they have to delay. So when it comes to the shear of Achilas Pras, there are many opinions. L'chadchila, if a person needs to eat, he's allowed to eat under the situation, but the psak is he should eat shiurin, should eat less than a shiur, non-kdei achilas pas. So if possible, so we go with the most chumadik shiur of kdei achilas pas, which is effectively 9 minutes. So a person should wait 9 minutes between finishing the first two-thirds of an egg before he starts and eats more. He should have a 9 minute delay. Just in terms of practicality, if there's no danger involved, a lot of people for practical purposes wait 10 minutes, because this way it's very easy to see on the clock and keep track of the time to know when you're allowed to eat again. Because when things are done in 10 minute increments, it's much easier to remember where you're holding. And if the person's condition, the chayla's condition is such that waiting 9 minutes in between the eatings is too much, so then you ratchet down, then 8 minutes, and if that doesn't work, then 7 minutes, and if that's not going to be good, 6 minutes, and five, and four, and you keep on going down, even as far down as, you know, the ikar shear for many things is 4 minutes, is kedei achilas pras, but you can even go down even 3 minutes, even 2 minutes, if you're not able to otherwise, and it could be a sakana possibility. And of course, if it's a real sakana that you can't even wait a minute, so then you could eat straight. We're talking about a situation where a person can eat shiurin and it won't be a sakana. When it comes to the shiur of achila, so we said two-thirds of an egg, so many paiskim will say that that's the equivalent of one fluid ounce. Now, that's by volume, meaning the amount of volume of 1 ounce of water, as much volume as that takes up, so you can have food for that volume, and that same volume. When it comes to drinking, So we said again that Kitzur Shahar said that each person should test it on his own. So usually what happens is before Yom Kippur, if possible, the Chayla will drink as much water and hold it in his mouth as much as he can. Put in your mouth as much water as you can, and then spit it out into a kli. And less than half of that amount was a moly lugmov, is one cheek full, because we're trying to fill up both our cheeks, or whatever. Less than half of that is certainly less than a moly lugmov. For many people, that comes out usually to be about 1.35 fluid ounces. And again, that's when it's liquid, the volume is the same as the measurement of the fluid ounces. So those are the two ways to look at it. So once a person has his shiurim, she should take like some type of schnapps glass or something and mark off where that amount is. So this way, when he can drink, he'll know up to where he can fill up the that little cup with fluid. Or when he's going to eat, he knows what he could compress and put into that cup up to that line. If we're measuring, let's say, one fluid ounce, so this way, when he eats, or whoever's helping him eat, will have that amount easily measurable when they do it on Yom Kippur. They also advise in the Paiskim that if you're going to eat, you should have something that gives you the most energy for the volume of food that you're eating. And so, you know, if possible, they say chocolate or honey. These are the type of things which bring a lot of energy per fluid ounce compared to other items. They also bring in the Paiskim that a person, even though technically the eating and the drinking don't add up to the shear, meaning even though you said you have to wait a kadechias pas between you finishing the first food, shear of food, before you start the second shear of food, technically you could drink in the middle of that because the drinking works on a different clock. We measure each one differently. However, they do bring down that it's a person should not eat and drink simultaneously, because there are opinions that if you drink and you had food in your mouth, so now the liquid becomes absorbed in the food, and now the food becomes bigger, so that it expands. So that expansion is considered part of the shear now. So if you start with 2/3 of an egg and you added water to it, to whatever you're eating, technically, perhaps, that can end up growing to be a shear of a kaisavas agasa, which is something we're trying to avoid when we're eating shiurim. If a chayla knows that he will have to end up eating on Yom Kippur, and if he fasts now in the morning, comes later in the day, he's going to have to eat more than a shear in order to revive himself, because he'll be in a sakonadik state. So then the Paiskim advise that he's better off eating less than a shear, eat a little earlier, because and to avoid eating a shear by waiting a little bit later. I think one of the most important things to mention, and a lot of times people ask the Shaila, you know, their wife's pregnant, and she has the kids to watch, and she's not going to be able to fast properly. What could she eat shiurim and etc. And I think the most important thing people to remember is that this is something that there's still an issa to do. It's mutter when a person's a chayla, but it's something that we have to try to avoid. So it's more important that the husband stay home from shul and help with the kids than his wife should. Then he should go to shul, and then his wife is going to have to eat because she's not going to have the koyach to fast. That's not good. The husband should stay at home if need be. Sometimes a husband can run out and daven al shmoneh esrei with the tzibur. But more important that the wife should just stay in bed, and a lot of times with some women, when they're pregnant, they get dehydrated very easily. More important that they should stay in bed and have the husband take care of the kids, rather than he should go to shul and she should end up having to eat on Yom Kippur. Sifta Zayin. Misha Achzoi Bulmus. If someone came down with the sickness of Bulmus, v'hu chayli machmas rava, and it's a disease that happens because of hunger, v'simanov she'enov keos, and one of the signs of that sickness is the person's eyesight, he starts to lose his eyesight, v'eino yachal lirais, and to the point that he can't see, machil noisad she'oyo enov, we feed him immediately, even more than the shear, even less than a kedei achilas pas, until he gets his sight back, because that's a sakana. Sif Yud Zayin. B'chol Eilu Shema'achilin Oysan Mishum Sakona. All these people that we're allowed to feed them because there's a sakana if they don't eat. Im ein shemaychal hetta, if there's no kosher food available, machilin oisay machalissa, you're allowed to feed them even treif food. Again, we're talking about a sakana. So just like you're only allowed to eat on Yom Kippur if it's a sakana. So if it's a sakana, you're allowed to eat treif too. If there's no kosher available. V'machilin oisay dover issa. And the Kitzur Shacharach says, however, if we're going to feed them something that's treif, it would be better to give him less than a kazayas during each achilas pras, and dial him because that's sufficient for them for the same thing, because since the chiyah malchus by eating treif is by kazayas, even though minatar you're not allowed to even eat less than a shear, but so again, since we're always trying to avoid a shear, so if it doesn't make a difference for the chayla, so let him have less than a kazayas of achilas pras rather than 2/3 of a beya. Sif Yud Ches. Imdaitom Yushevis, if you have your right state of mind, the person has clarity, Mavarach Lefneim Lachreim. So the Chayla would make a bracha before he eats the food and after he eats the food. Right? You make a bracha when you eat food. If you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, you should make a bracha on it. Aber Kiddush Lo Yaseh, but he doesn't make Kiddush because there's no Chiv of Kiddush on Yom Kippur. Chazal wasn't masakin that. Ubebechas Hamazain, Oime Yal V'Yavein, and in benching, you would say Yalav Yavai, Vimchol B'Shabbos, and if Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos, Ayim Agam Mitzay, you would also say Mitzay. Vimshochach, and if you forgot to say Mitzay, Yalav Yavai, and you don't have to go back and bench, Shein Chiv Ayim Lechol Pas, because there's no Chiv to eat bread on Yom Kippur, obviously. Why do we have to go back when someone forgets Mitzay by benching on Shabbos? That's because there's a Chiv to eat on the Friday night meal, the Shabbos day meal, to have a chiyuv to eat bread. So if you miss benching, if you've forgotten in benching, you have to go back and say it. But since Shalosh Shudas, we don't, because the opinion is that you don't have to eat bread for Shalosh Shudas. So by Yom Kippur, no one says you have to eat on Yom Kippur, obviously. You don't have to eat bread on Yom Kippur. So if you forgot those things in benching, you don't go back. However, in Netilas Sidoyin, of course, to wash before bread, if someone needs to have bread, they have to wash Netilas Sidoyin, they have to wash the regular way up to the wrist. They don't just do to the knuckles. Sif Yud Tes. Katan uktana p'chusim miteisha shanim, a child less than 9 years old, afilim reitzim l'sanei s'ksas, even if they want to fast a little bit, eim anich noisam, we don't let them, shlo yavar chas v'shom v'dei sakana, so they shouldn't come to sakana. Al m'shiyesh la'an teisha shanim shleimus, but once they are complete 9 years, v'heim b'rim, and they are healthy, m'chan chanoisam, we m'chanach them, shisanu k'sas, that they should fast a little bit, you should only eat after the time that they're usually used to eating. You should delay their first meal. When it comes to wearing leather shoes, or washing, or smearing oil on the skin, you should machanach them before they're 9 years, even earlier than 9 years old. Not eating is something that's dangerous. So less than 9 years old, we don't even let them delay their food. But when it comes to nilas asando and chitza asicha, that's not going to really cause too much harm. So even less than 9 years old is when we start them with staying away from that on Yom Kippur. However, they do bring down the paiskim if a child is less than the age of understanding anything. And depending on the child, that could be anywhere between 2 and 3 years old. So then there's no inyan at all to stay away from these things. So certainly a child that's less than 2 years old can wear their leather shoes, and there's no reason to be machmir on a child less than two. Sifchof. Toiv l'ariach eze pa'amim b'samim b'yavarech aleim. It's good to smell spices on Yom Kippur a few times and to make a bracha on them. To complete the 100 brachas that a person should be saying every day, because we're missing a lot of brachas on Yom Kippur, because we're not benching, we don't have the full weekday Shemona Esrei with all the brachas, so we're going to be short to meet the 100 brachas. Yomnam, however, calls man shalai yisich daito. Also, levarach shenis davi brach levatala. If you made a bracha on the psamim and then you didn't have hesach hadas, you can't make another bracha again on the psamim, because that would be a bracha levatala. Okay, and therefore, tzarech lahafsik ben esayim zman gadol. You have to wait a long time between when you made a bracha and smelled the besam the first time, before you do it and make another bracha and smell it a second time. Shehesach hadas bein sam. There has to be a shear of hesach hadas. V'tayv shear riach b'chol pam b'besam machem. It's better if you can make a bracha on different besamim each time. Avshem imin echad. Even if they are from one species, but this way it's not a bracha on the exact same sum that you already made a bracha for. That's what the Kitzur Shacharich wants to say. Mikol shekin, certainly im yesh lo shloisha minim, if you have three different types of besamim, kagain atze besamim, like besamim that are more in wood form, or isve besamim, more grassy besamim, umine besamim, or other type of besamim that are maybe ground up, or not grass or wood, that would be best. Mimichavin l'chol brichas ha-shatz v'akoyim b'tayir v'amaftirin, and if you have kavana and answer amen to all the brachas that the Shliach Tzibbur says, as well as the brachas that the people get aliyahs say, and as well as the maftir, lo yachsu lo yach sholish brachas l'sash l'mei. You're only going to be short three brachas to get your total of 100. V'yashlim b'elu shalom b'samim. In this way, the b'samim, you can wake three times during the day, a bracha on the b'samim, to complete your 100 brachas. Sifchaf Aleph. Maskirin neshamis b'yom ha-kippurim. We say yizkan yom kippur. Mishum d'zchir sameisim mishaber machnir libo shel adam. Because remembering the people that are nifter, that subdues a person's heart, because he realizes that no one lasts forever. V'yayid and mors, lefi shegam ha-meisim tzichim kapar. The meisim, they also need a kapar. K'di isa b'sifri, like it says in Sifri, it says in the Pasuk, kapi l'amcha Yisrael. The Kosh Baruch Hu should give a kapar to his nation, the Klal Yisrael. The Sifri Da'ashins, Elu Achayim, these are the people who are alive. Asher Padisa, that you redeemed, it says in the Pasuk. Elu Amesim, these are the people that are already nifter. Malamid, we learn from here, Shamesim tzichim kapar, that even people who are nifter, they also need a kapar yom kippur. V'noidrin stokah b'avrum, so we noidah by Yisker, the main thing is we noidah tzedakah on their behalf, for their merit. Usmach was there, this is, find a hint to this in the Pasuk, the Soif Pashas Titzava, Ksiv, it says, Achaz b'shana yechaper, it says in the Pasuk there, that once in a year there'll get be a kapar, the samachle, and adjacent to it, it says, v'nasnu ish kaif v'nafsha, a person will give money to redeem his soul. Lashem, ma'ilat staka b'avor mesim, and staka helps the people on Nifter. Why does it help them? They didn't do it. They didn't give the tzedakah. Why should they get a zchus? Because you're giving tzedakah. So, why? Ki Hashem b'ichin levavois. Because Kosh Baruch Hu, he sees into the hearts and can test the hearts. Shem haya zeh ameis chai, that if this person who was nifter, if he would be alive, gam ken haya naisin tzedakah, he would also be given tzedakah, if he had the ability. V'chai yochel levakesh l'hokel din ameis, and the person who's alive, who's giving the tzedakah for the merit of the mace, he can ask that if there's any judgment on the nifter, that it should be lightened. K'moy David shispalel Avshalom, just like David davened for his son Avshalom. V'meisim atzadikim alitzim al tzatzim, and the people on nifter with tzadikim, they plead for the benefit of their offspring, and therefore that's one of another reason why we give tzedakah on their behalf. You know, they're doing us good. They're helping us out in Shemayim by pleading on our behalf, so we should help them by giving tzedakah for their benefit. That'll help them. Gam b'yom ha'achron shel Pesach, the last day of Pesach, b'yom beis the Shavuos, and the second day of Shavuos, so b'shmini atzeres, and on shmini atzeres, maskirin the Shamais, we also do Yizkah then. Lefi shekoyin ben kol ha'bachor, because we read the parasha of kol ha'bachor then. Uksiv shaman in those psukim, it says, not parasha of kol ha'bachor, each commandment yada, man according to how he can give. L'chein, therefore, noidrin matanas litzdaka. We give money to tzedakah, because that's why we pick that day as opposed to any other days of the Yom Tov. Because the Kriya has an allusion to giving tzedaka, which is what we do, the main part of Yizkah. V'kivin sh'noidrin litzdaka, and there, since we give to tzedakah, nagu litna b'avu ha'neshamas sh'yizkah yisem aleikim l'tayvah. We give it that should benefit also the neshamas, that our nifter, that Hashem should remember them for good. The gamay son of Yizkayim Marmi should remember us amongst them as well for l'tayva, for good, v'zchiyaseim, in their merits. The Naigin, the Minigin is, kimish yeshloi ove aim, if someone's parents are both alive, yaitzim yibes haknesis b'shas haskaris neshamas, he leaves the shul when they're doing Yizkah. There are two reasons for that. One is because they shouldn't get an ayin hara. People will say, oh, this person's parents are alive. I wish my parents were alive. There should be an ayin hara. And also, since they're not going to be saying yisker, everyone's going to be davening, and they're not going to be doing anything. It looks like a chasen bein aveilim. It's not appropriate. Gam noigin shebesarach shana rishoyin lemisas ha'ava ha'em. It's also a minig that in the first year from when a parent was nifter, yaitzi gam kemi basic nesis. The child also leaves the shul. There are people arguing that, and some people have a minig that you stay in shul, you just don't say yizker. They're different minhagim, and of course a person should always check what the minig hamakom is and act accordingly. Kol tov.